So the Americans are planning a false flag operation in Ukraine. The word is that they plan to use chemical weapons in Ukraine, probably Kharkov, where I'm located right now. And the word is that they want to use chemical weapons because NATO and the United States have said that chemical weapons are a red line, and if anybody uses chemical weapons, then we'll invade and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Now, the reason that they're saying this is because the mainstream media in the United States is claiming that the Ukrainians are winning this war against Russia and that the Russians are just outmatched and out of desperation, the narrative goes in the United States. The Russians are going to use chemical weapons, and that's why we have to stop them. We have to go in there and be the cavalry, the white hats riding in on our white horses and show those evil Ruskies that chemical weapons are a no-no. Well, this is a big lie. Right now, the Russians are winning this war and winning it decisively. The fact is that the Ukrainian army, and this is not saying anything about their heroism or bravery, I'm just talking about military facts. Their command and control system is completely broken. The Ukrainian forces do not have an overall defensive strategy. For all intents and purposes, each unit is on its own. The Russians have successfully surrounded Kiev and Kharkov, the major cities. They've also surrounded and are in the process of pacifying Mariupol. So, in the end, the Russians are winning. And most important of all, the Russians seem to have completely surrounded and are currently, in all likelihood, annihilating the 60,000-strong army of the Ukrainians, which is currently in eastern Ukraine. Not many people are talking about it, but you should pay attention to that. That's really important because, of course, those 60,000 men represent the cream of the crop of the Ukrainian armed forces. And they are surrounded. And not only are they surrounded, there is no possibility of them being refueled or resupplied. So it's only a matter of time. And again, I insist this is not besmirching or belittling the bravery or heroism and fighting ability of these men. I'm just talking about the practical military reality. The Russians at this stage of the war are essentially have surrounded all of their principal targets, and they are slowly putting in the pieces to either overwhelm them, overrun them, or annihilate them. It's as simple as that. A lot of people look at a map of Ukraine and they say, well, the Russians don't seem to have advanced. They haven't covered the middle of the country. Well, yeah, because in Ukraine, which is roughly triangular in shape, the outside edges are what matter. On the north, you have Kiev. Over to the east, you have Kharkov. To the south, you have the Sea of Azov and Mariupol. And to the west, you have Odessa. It's over in Ukraine. The Russians have won. And in Washington, they're aware of this. And so because they're aware of it, they are panicking. And they have been telegraphing their intentions for quite a while. They've been talking about how the Russians are going to stage a chemical attack, and that's a lie. The Russians have no interest in staging a chemical attack because, number one, they're winning. And number two, see, chemical weapons are incredibly unpredictable. If you have a military that is winning decisively, you have no need to insert such a random piece of equipment as chemical weapons, because it can go anywhere. It can cause all kinds of havoc on your own army. So you're not going to do that as a practical military matter. And thirdly, the Russians would never do it because they recognize that it would be the political excuse for the United States and NATO to intervene in this war. And the Russians don't want that, but the Russians don't want it, but they're prepared for it. Because as I've said from the very beginning, they've clearly been holding back their best soldiers, their best planes, their best equipment in case of NATO intervention. And a lot of people in the United States keep insisting that NATO has to impose a no-fly zone over Ukraine. That's impossible. The Russians have the air defense systems to knock down NATO planes, American planes. Russia's air power is strong enough to take on American air power. And potentially hurt it badly, potentially defeat it, and likely defeat it, quite frankly, because it'll be on Russia's front doorstep. But there are a lot of people in the United States who want a war. A lot of people, and a surprising number of people. There are people like in the economic sphere, like Paul Krugman. He wants a war with Russia because he thinks that war will improve the American economy, insane as that may sound. And he actually thinks that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Then there are people like Mitt Romney, who are finger puppets of the arms manufacturers. And he wants a war because it'll be more money for defense. And then there are these crazy neocons, you know, who want a war out of this weird egotism. They're the inheritors of John McCain. John McCain, a man who was imprisoned, captured by the Vietnamese, and he never got over that. And his inheritors want a war because of psychological reasons of their own. I mean, talk about small penis energy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And so there are other people too. Of course, the Joe Biden administration wants a war because it will distract from the collapsing American economy. I mean, all these different people in the United States want a war for their own benefit, and they will stop at nothing. And they will go ahead and do horrible things, including convincing Ukrainian elements to use ammonium and God knows what other chemicals on civilians to create a false flag excuse for American and NATO intervention in this situation. So if you're American, you should understand that the media is lying to you. The Russians are winning, clearly winning. And I don't need anybody to report and tell me that the Russians are winning. I can tell all on my own. You know how? Because every day I hear the shelling of the Russians, and it's getting closer every day. I'm in the center of Kharkov. I'm, of course, not going to say where because, you know, SBU goons want to get their hands on me. But I'm here, and I'm telling you, every day the Russians are getting closer. Every day. So I know that they're winning. And reports from across Ukraine prove that they're winning. So would a winning army do something this foolish? No. But a desperate army, like the Ukraine army, or not the Ukraine army, no, because I think that the Ukraine army are respectable men. The Zelensky regime, which is desperate, the Zelensky regime filled with neo-fascists and thugs and murderers and thieves, those thugs of the Zelensky regime, they want NATO intervention. They've been calling it from day one. And if they figure that doing a chemical attack false flag will get NATO in, they will not hesitate, not for a second. So understand what's going on. I am here to tell you what is going on. The Zelensky regime and different factions in the United States mean to start a false flag so that they can get involved in this war. And the only people who will be hurt are the Ukrainian people and the American people. Because you will lose. Because for the Russians, they will fight to the last man over this. For them, it's existential. So understand what's going on. And if you can, tell people far and wide what's going on. You don't have to take my word for it. I always tell you, you don't have to take my word for stuff. Go out and check for yourself. Everything I've told you is true. And this is what's happening. And you should be aware of it.